This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I always tell people, if you're a believer and you have a weakness, do not justify it. Admit it. Look, I'm wrong. Inshallah, I work on myself and I will try to get to the best. Now, I remember every time there were people, a certain group of people, and I used to talk to them. That, you know, when are you coming, inshallah, strengthen yourself. Come on, we need to start. Make dua for me. That was the answer. What was it? Make dua for me. My brother, when are you quitting the bottle? Make dua for me. My brother, when are you quitting this gambling? Make dua for me. When are you quitting this bad habit? Make dua for me. So much so that the statement, make dua for me, became cheap. Where it's being used as a scapegoat to say, you know what, it's okay, you worry about yourself, let me worry about me. That statement about you worry about yourself, let me worry about me, is not from Islam. In Islam, we are taught to be concerned about ourselves primarily, but we have to reach out to those who are astray to try to guide them, starting with the dua, starting with the supplication, and then depending on how much you're connected to them, you need to give them the message.